This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Tommy Curran yesterday on a Tommy Tuesday with Jones and Keith. If you missed any of it, Odyssey app. Curran had a lot of interesting stuff, like unprompted interesting stuff yesterday.
Yeah, he really did.
He's trading Ramondre Stevenson and God Chow, and even wondering out loud about trading Christian Barmore.
I was not prepared for that.
Me neither.
The Patriots don't have a lot of players. Ramondre Stevenson is a very flawed player, but he also has shown flashes of being pretty good, right? And they just signed him.
Yeah.
And I was not expecting that. I'm like, yeah, you could add a running back, and you and me are in favor of that. You're like, look at these teams that have a couple running backs. Look what the Lions did and everything else. And he's like, you could trade Stevenson. I'm like, you could? Like, all right, go ahead.
But I thought you were supposed to add players, but I guess now we're subtracting players.
And also, he was adamant. He said this now with us twice, that last season, Ezekiel Elliott was better than Stevenson, and this season, Gibson was better. They're both kind of like
he said it the entire offseason the year prior, too. So he is down on Stevenson.
Yeah, he is.
And it makes me wonder, Keith, if some of this other stuff we've heard, and I don't remember if it was Bedard or Breer, but we've heard this before where it's like changes could be coming with Vrabel here. I don't think they were happy, obviously, with their locker room. I don't think they were happy with some of the guys they re-signed last year, their leadership. And they shouldn't be. I mean, Jelani Tavai, the face of it last year, he got a new contract. He's blaming the fans. And, you know, I don't think they're happy with that. And maybe Stevenson and Godchow and even Barmore are part of the problem. So maybe that's some of what he's hearing. If I'm trying to piece that together and speak for Tom, he didn't say that.
Yeah.
But if I'm trying to piece that together, I'm wondering if that's what's going on. He also just volunteered. That was the tail end of our interview yesterday. He's just like, oh, by the way, Devontae Adams, $265
million. Yeah.
Ironed out with Josh McDaniels. Huh.
I was like, okay.
Things that make you say,
I like that.
So that gave us the idea, Keith.
Yeah, it did.
With T. Higgins, it sounds like at least going to get franchise tagged by the Bengals, but potentially still available. There's updates on the wide receiver market as well, which we can get into. But this gave us the idea for a jumping off point.
That's right.
Of our top five wide receiver targets for the New England Patriots this offseason. Why don't you give me your list, Keith? I believe we have a graphic for this on Twitch
as well. Do we have a graphic?
I think so. Twitch.tv.
All right. /BostonWEEI
if you want to watch along there. Terp has put together a nice graphic. So who are your top five wide receiver
targets? All right, let me go 1 to 5. I'll go 1 to 5 rather than 5. I don't think this is one that you need to build the suspense. So let me go 1 to 5. I'm actually going to kick flip off of what Tom Curran said yesterday and say Devontae Adams. So if he ends up just
getting cut.
Yeah. So if he ends up just getting cut, I still think he has enough left in the tank. I thought he was just going to follow Aaron Rodgers, but maybe he says, you know what? That didn't really work out all that well for me. And the last couple of years have been sort of lost seasons. Maybe McDaniels can smooth it over with him. And also, just the guaranteed money is going to be the key to the whole thing. And maybe he sees Drake Bay and says, all right, that is a guy I can work with. Do I want to go with 42-year-old Aaron Rodgers? Or do I want to go with 24-year-old Drake May, be the number one on that team, you know, have a conversation with Mike Vrabel and sort of see where that goes? Plus, in this scenario, it would just be money. So that's also why he's at the top of my list, because we think he's going to get released.
No compensation.
Yeah. So it's not. Number two is Cooper Kupp. You know how I feel about Cooper Kupp? He would be a late round pick. Now, maybe they just cut him, right, at some point, too.
Exact that Florio wrote, not to interrupt, but Florio wrote about this yesterday. He's like, are the Rams even going to find a trade partner, or is he just going to get released? Yeah.
So maybe add him to the list like Devontae Adams, where he's just out there and it's just going to cost money. Another guy that might be a little bit of a tough sell because he might just want to go to a winner. He might just want to go play for Mahomes or Josh Allen or Lamar or whatever else. But if you could convince him, sweeten it, he'd be the perfect. I think both Adams and Kupp would be what the room needs as well, because the Patriots wide receivers are very similar to a lot of the Red Sox players right now. Like, they just need a guy that is a real professional. Number three is Chris Godwin.
The Twitch chat disagrees with you on Adams being a professional, but let's circle back to that.
I think he is.
Number three is Chris Godwin.
Number three is going to be Chris Godwin, probably the best free agent right now. We're still waiting for Adams to get cut. We're waiting to see if Cooper Kupp gets released as well. T. Higgins, we know that with the franchise tag. So these are all guys that it's just money and a sales pitch. You don't need to give it. You can still keep all your draft picks to this point. So I have Chris Godwin number three. The next two guys is where draft picks come into play and money. So you're going to have to trade a pretty high draft pick and then spend a lot of money on these guys. It'd be DK Metcalf at four and T. Higgins, who originally was number one on my list. Because now you have to sacrifice draft picks and pay him the money, he slides down to five. So Metcalf and Higgins are the two guys that are still squarely in their primes, yet you would have to give up a lot more for them, and that's why I kind of valued the three veteran guys over them.
Okay, so again, you can watch along on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Keefe's top five receivers for the Patriots: Devontae Adams, Cooper Kupp, Chris Godwin, DK Metcalf, T. Higgins. Real quick, the update on Chris Godwin that came out last night, I'm reading from Greg Ullman in Tampa. Godwin's current contract was due to void, triggering an $18 million dead money against the Bucs cap. The two sides agreed to move that void date to the final day of the league year, which is March 14th. That buys them time to work out a new deal and keep some 2025 cap savings. So,
oh, there's the graphic now.
Oh, that looks good.
Beautiful font.
Great work, Terp.
Really pops. Thank you, Terp.
So Chris Godwin may not make it to market, but right now technically available. T. Higgins sounds like he's going to get franchise tagged by the Bengals. Some call it T-tagged.
No,
he's going to be franchise tagged by the Bengals, and maybe he stays in Cincinnati and signs a long-term deal, or he's back on the franchise tag, or maybe they're tagging him to trade him. We'll see, but that's Keith's list.
How different is your list?
Well, I'll give it to you in a second. The Twitch chat real quick was pushing back on Adams as a good teammate. They were calling him a douche.
Why is he a douche? Based on what?
I would imagine the way the Raiders handled things.
I got to get the out of here before I lose my life. I've never been hit this many times in my career.
Dude, he had Jimmy Garoppolo throwing him the ball. How do you want him to act?
But so, like, I don't know, like, celebrating McDaniels getting fired would be one. I think the other thing...
I don't know if he was as crazy about it, because he actually thanked McDaniels and Ziegler on his way out the door.
You brought that up.
He did thank those guys.
So maybe the situation there isn't that bad.
I think it was a horrible team.
What about last year, though? Like, I mean, he basically shut it down before he got traded. I mean, that could be part of the...
Yeah, it's a risk, I guess, you would run, but Okay. I think the talent speaks for itself. I don't look at him as... I don't know. I guess you want to point out to him, was he showing up Garoppolo, or is he just kind of mic'd up and he was annoyed? They are wide receivers. Like, I don't think any one of these guys is going to be like, everything's great, don't worry about getting me the ball. Like, I want them to be pretty fired up. Like, do you think reading a book on the sideline is bad? Or, like, I'd take that guy too.
No, I would.
I don't think it's anything to get too worried about. Now, maybe Cooper Kupp, if you want to say, has more value to the younger player than Devontae Adams. That's fine. I'll subscribe to that. I think they both have something left in the tank, though.
No A.J. Brown on your list. That dream is dead?
Dream's dead.
Okay.
You win a Super Bowl, and you dump the Gatorade on your coach, and you're hugging him. For now, it's dead. It's all sorted out. Sadly, dead.
I noticed, and I want to circle back to this player as well, no Travis Hunter on your list either.
Nope.
But let's get to my top five here. Turb, if you get the graphic up on Twitch. I'm starting with DK Metcalf. He's been my long-term number one target, even when I thought T. Higgins was available. I know he's a number one. And I know there's draft pick compensation attached to him. You might even have to give him a new contract on top of it. I know he's the number one DK Metcalf at the top of my list. Number two, Devontae Adams.
How about that?
When he gets bought out, because he's going to get bought out, released in New York, it's just money, no draft pick compensation. I think there's a ton left in the tank. And I, like you, I'm willing to roll the dice on even a questionable character in the room, if he even is, if I'm granting you that. I'm willing to roll the dice on talent at that position. Number three, Cooper Kupp. I think he's an ideal fit for the McDaniel system. As we've discussed, you need a slot receiver to make it go. I think Kupp has enough left in the tank. That's my big question with him.
Mm-hmm.
But if you give him the money to come here, especially if he gets released by the Rams and you don't even have to trade for him, I'd have him ahead of this next guy, Deebo Samuel, who maybe the Niners cut him. I think you're definitely going to have to trade for him. It's a late round pick. He's younger than Kupp. I like his game. Maybe he's aging poorly. Maybe he was hurt last year.
Yeah.
You got to treat him like a running back. He's not a receiver. So that age 30 barrier is a big one for Deebo. The way he lines up in the backfield, the hits that he takes, he's going to age like a running back, not a receiver. So it's scary, but I'm in. And my favorite receiver in the draft is Luther Burden III out of Missouri. I don't think Travis Hunter is a full-time receiver. I think he's a corner first. I don't love McMillan. I don't tend to love the just pure jump ball outside receiver guy. I do think Metcalf is more than that, but Metcalf is in that vein.
Yeah.
But he's established in the NFL. I know what he is. I don't love the outside jump ball receiver guy. Maybe he's Mike Evans.
Like a Randy Moss.
Yeah, I mean, maybe he's Randy Moss. Maybe he's Mike Evans. Or maybe he's some of these other big guys who you look at their frame, you're like, that should translate, and they can't get open.
Yeah.
They can't create separation. I don't want to roll the dice there. So Luther Burden had a bad year last year at Mizzou. Different quarterback, different system. The targets dropped off.
How high would you pick him?
So,
not four overall.
No. So this would be a situation, I should have said this, good point. This would be a situation where maybe you move down, you acquire extra picks, you move back up late in the first round somewhere in the 20s,
mm-hmm.
and you go get him. It would be that thing. You're definitely not taking him at four,
mm-hmm.
and you're not even taking him, I don't think, in a trade down situation to like 10 or 12. This would be a pick in the 20s. But I like Luther Burden out of Missouri quite a bit. Travis Hunter, not on your list.
No, not on my list. I think Travis Hunter, like you said, might play more corner. I would still play him a lot at receiver, and I would absolutely take him. And I think to make it the transition easier for him and to also make sure that he doesn't have to play every single rep, you got to get one of those guys out of my list and him. So I'd still take him. I still like him. If he's there at four, I'm drafting him. But I don't want to be like all set at receiver now. It's like, well, that first of all, the guy might play more corner. And if you have him playing alongside Davante Adams or even Cooper Kupp, like now I think you're kind of cooking with gas. So I do still want Hunter.
So I bring up Hunter because, number one, I know you're probably higher on him as a receiver
mm-hmm.
than I am.
Mm-hmm.
And then Phil Perry wrote about this as well for NBC Sports Boston, the idea or the case for the Patriots to move up to take Travis Hunter. And he had a detail in there that opened my eyes a little bit. I've been talking about go get Abdul Carter at one. This is a bad draft. You have a ton of cash in free agency, but it's a bad free agent class, especially if Higgins and Godwin and even Trey Smith are going back to their teams. Like, there's really not a ton out there
mm-hmm.
in free agency. So this is a year to be aggressive and move up in the draft.
All right.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Phil had a note, and maybe you don't have to go to one to get him. Maybe Cam Ward goes one. Maybe the quarterbacks go 1-2.
It's fluid. The situation's fluid right now.
But if you move to one, Keith,
yeah,
using the old Jimmy Johnson draft day chart.
Dude, this is why I had like a heart attack when they won their game week 18.
This
was so big. We can't talk about this enough.
The difference of pick 4 and 1 is 1,200 points on the old Jimmy Johnson draft day chart, which Phil acknowledges is old but still in use.
Okay.
He says that would require the Patriots giving up this year's second rounder, which is 38, something like that.
Pretty high, yeah.
This year's second rounder and a 2026 first rounder just to give themselves a 3-pick bump.
So 2 ones and a 2, a high 2.
Well, 2 ones. I mean, the swap this year.
You get one back. This is always an argument everybody has.
Yeah.
It's like, well, so you're giving up 2. You're giving up 2.
You move up 3 spots from 4 to 1. You would give up next year's first rounder and this year's second. That's too steep for even for Abdul Carter.
I can't do it for either one.
But, yeah, that's too steep. Maybe you move from 4 to 3 on that trade chart. But if that's what it takes, next year's first and this year's second, then you can't move up.
Can't do it. You have way too many needs. So, I think the scenario for me, and we still have, 2 months until the draft, but it is if Hunter or Carter are there at 4, I do it. If they're both gone somehow, then I'm calling Cleveland trying to get Myles Garrett for 4, which is another thing Curran was in on a couple of weeks ago, and I was like a little hesitant to it. But if the two guys that I really like are gone, then I would do that. Then I would go establish player, see if I can really cash in. And then at that point, you might have to then trade down. The idea of staying on the board at 4 and drafting somebody other than Carter or Hunter, I don't like at all. And so even if it is best toss available, give me best toss available a little bit later with another pick. And maybe somebody trades up for Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward at that point.
Florio floated this idea. I brought it up to Mego. She made a great point about it.
Okay.
But the idea that maybe the way to get Myles Garrett, the Browns would want to include Deshaun Watson's contract. Now, the Patriots have tons of cap space. You could probably turn around and release the guy. I don't know what the dead money would be, but the Patriots have tons of cap space to do that. You get Myles Garrett and Deshaun Watson. That would be a way to keep your 4th pick. Mego said to me, can Kraft bring on a guy like Deshaun Watson?
Well,
I had not even considered it that far. That's a good point.
It'd be a tough day, but then once you move on from, the memes would make themselves, but then once you move on from that maybe might, distance yourself.
That might be a deal breaker for Kraft, which I hadn't considered, because initially I'm like, man, you got all this cap space.
Yeah.
Use it on him to get Garrett and keep the, what if you get.
And then trade for Justin Tucker.
What if you get Garrett and a player at 4? Like, now you're really talking like that. All of a sudden, that's great.
Yeah.
But, if Deshaun Watson is the means to do it, I don't think Kraft wants to go there.
According to this, it would be a $172 million dead cap hit.
If you release him.
Yes.
So that's a guy you'd have to keep on your roster.
So unlikely to be released.
I would say you're not. But that's even worse, because I'm like, well, maybe Kraft could bring him in and then cut him. $172 million dead cap.
No, as good as Myles Garrett is, I still don't know if any team is going to be like, yeah, we'll take that on. Like, that's not like the Brock Osweiler deal. Like, that was a bad deal, but this is insane.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Another text here, and this is criticizing my Debo Samuel move. Have you guys watched Debo the last 2 years? He's cashed.
He's cashed? I don't think so.
So I do.
He looked pretty good against the Pats.
I wonder if he's cashed. I don't think he did much in that Pats game.
Wait, who had the big touchdown? I thought he did.
Oh, is that maybe? So is that? But is that all he did? Maybe that's what I'm thinking.
Oh, maybe.
Did he have Did he have a touchdown, or did he just have a long catch?
Dude, he had 10 for 129 and 1.
So that's more than I thought. That's quite a bit.
That's the best game ever.
Did it all come on the catch?
He had a 56-yard catch, so okay. A lot of it.
Right, so that's,
he still had 10 catches.
Better game than I thought. Wait, he had 10 catches in the Pats game last year?
Yeah, remember Geno Smith like carved him up, and then they...
No, you're talking about Metcalf. Debo.
Oh, I was talking about Metcalf.
Yeah.
I was talking about Metcalf.
I was like, wait a minute. I was like, Debo had 10 catches?
Game of the season.
Yeah.
Wait, did you say we seen... I thought... Okay, maybe you read the tweet wrong. Did he say, did you see DK last year?
And I thought I said Debo.
I thought I said Debo.
All right, I'm getting them all confused. No, Debo might be cashed.
Look, I wonder. I think that's what you surprised
me. All right, that's on me. I'll take a laugh.
Yeah. So Debo might be cashed. The texture is wrong. 2 years ago, Debo was awesome.
Yeah.
Last year, Debo looked cashed. That was my only point.
But what about DK Metcalf?
Not
cashed. Let's talk about him.
I was like, Debo had 10 catches. I was like, what the hell? I didn't think he had 10
what
catches in a game last year. 617-779-7937. Here's a good name, too. Neither of us mentioned. Could be had on the trade market. Christian Kirk. Any interest there?
He's better than I give him credit for, because when the Jaguars signed him, you thought they like overpaid him, but he's pretty productive. Yeah, he wouldn't crack my top five, but like add him to the list.
Another potential name out there.
You can't get shut out, because between our two lists, there's like seven or eight guys. There's another couple that we didn't include on our list. Like, you got to get somebody to add to the mix.
I thought about putting George Pickens on my list, too. I don't know if he's truly available. It just feels like he's a headache in Pittsburgh, and they might want to move on.
So two guys that might cost you a lot, but I'd be interested in, George Pickens and Garrett Wilson.
Oh, that's Garrett Wilson's a great one.
But I don't know if they're going anywhere.
Well,
so that's why I didn't put them on my list. But like, if they're available, like, you got to pick up the stick.
And let's say Garrett Wilson is available. Are the Jets trading him to you? Like, I think teams always should do that. Mm-hmm. And why would you be worried about the New England Patriots? But now he's in your division and he's with Drake May. Like, I could see the Jets not wanting to trade him specifically to you. 617-779-7937. Bob's in New Hampshire. Bob, hello. Waiting patiently on Rafael Devers. Wow.
Yeah, I got a question for you. Actually, it's just an idea. I don't know if you guys have discussed it or not. But I think that the Red Sox spent a lot of money on Rafael Devers. And with the attitude that he has about not wanting to leave third, what are the options of possibly trading him for, like, Vlad Guerrero Jr.?
Definitely talked about that. What do you think the likelihood
May
is?
May I say a question?
Yeah.
A severance cut there. May I say a question?
Very ominous line.
What's going on with Miss Wang?
Good question.
Who's to say? Could they trade him straight up? I wouldn't go there. I wouldn't trade Rafael Devers right now just because he was adamant that he wants to play third base.
Yesterday, I was speculating about it more, especially because he's the one who said, oh, boy, I hadn't thought about being traded before. But now you have a new trade candidate after Tristan Cassis opened his mouth yesterday.
I'd rather trade
power rankings. I'm trading Cassis
way before Devers.
Then Devers.
Yeah.
Tim's in Nashua. Hello, Tim.
Boys, every expert saying this draft is lacking in blue chip talent. Don't you trade that fourth pick, get all the collateral you can, and make sure that you nail down a veteran offensive lineman. Is that the way to go, or you guys hate that?
No, I don't hate that. I mean, if you get like Ronnie Stanley, like that's different.
That's what I was going to say. But why do you have to trade? Like, why are those two tied together in his mind? Like, I mean,
you have so much you need to add. How you do it, I don't care. Right, like, I mean, I have my priorities, but or how I would, I guess, do it. But if Vrabel and Cowden and Wolf say, hey, we're going to, you know, sign a couple of starters in free agency or make a trade versus draft one really high or whatever else, like, okay, you just need to show up to camp with at least two new offensive linemen, at least two new wide receivers, and a bunch of defensive players.
So, and maybe this is what he was saying. You know, Daniel Jeremiah came out with his mock draft 2.0 yesterday. It's a mock draft I follow closely.
Yeah.
He has the Patriots taking Will Campbell at 4.
The
tackle out of LSU or offensive lineman out of LSU.
I mean, I wouldn't lose my mind, but that's not ideal.
He said right there, he's like, maybe value-wise, this is a bit of a reach, but the Patriots need help on their O-line, was the point he made. So if you sign Ronnie Stanley, you traded down a few spots, you take Will Campbell 6-7-8, something like that.
I like that a lot more.
Well, and also, now, if you're signing Stanley, that's your left tackle. Will Campbell could be a left guard in that scenario.
Or you can even play him at right tackle.
Well, you can play him at right tackle, or just Ronnie Stanley's not young. He's injury prone. Maybe now you have the opportunity to kick him outside at some point on the left side. Like, there's more to work with there. So maybe that's what the caller was driving at. But I don't know why you have to sign the veteran O-lineman and trade back. I think you can do those independent of one another. 617-779-7937. Celtics Wednesday here on WEEI. You heard Mego this morning. You'll get Scal on WEEI afternoons. We'll talk to Terp at high noon. And you have some Would You Rathers on a Would You Rather Wednesday right after Trending with Billy Laney.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.